Imagine walking into your home and feeling an immediate sense of calm. Every item in its place, every space serving its purpose. This isn't just about aesthetics. It's about creating an environment that supports your best life. Organization isn't some magical talent bestowed upon a lucky few. It's a learnable skill that combines practical systems with psychological insight. The revolutionary approach in Beyond Tidy transcends surface-level solutions by addressing why we struggle with clutter in the first place. Unlike methods focused solely on visual appeal, this approach dives deeper into the psychology behind our relationship with our possessions and spaces, offering transformative strategies that last. Organization begins with mindset, not storage bins. If chaos keeps returning despite your efforts, the issue lies in your approach. The difference between permanently organized people and those who struggle isn't personality, it's thought patterns. Our internal narratives shape our environments. Two people with parents who saved everything might develop opposite tendencies based on their belief systems, one hoarding, another rejecting clutter. Neuroplasticity research confirms we can rewire our brains through consistent practice of new thought patterns. When negative thoughts arise, "I'm naturally disorganized," replace them with empowering alternatives, "I'm developing organizing skills daily." Clutter didn't accumulate overnight and won't disappear instantly. Take small steps to avoid overwhelm. The journey to organization is about creating a home that nurtures rather than drains you, starting with believing you're capable of change. When faced with overwhelming disorganization, the paralyzing question becomes, where do I begin? The answer lies in identifying what causes the most stress or would create the biggest immediate impact on your daily life. Start by asking, what's affecting my daily routine right now? Focus on how disorganization makes you feel rather than how spaces look. That cluttered entryway might create morning chaos as family members search for keys, while a disorganized home office hampers productivity. Consider the ripple effects of each space. An organized kitchen improves meal preparation, reduces takeout expenses, and creates more family time. Organized children's bedrooms foster independence and improve sleep habits. Clutter extends beyond physical items. It includes anything occupying space needed for things you actually use. Even neatly stored unused items contribute to disorganization by preventing proper storage of necessary items. Clutter by type includes paper, mail, expired medications, laundry piles, pantry waste, outgrown toys, unworn clothing, unfinished projects, and digital clutter. Clutter by location refers to items out of place, especially for now clutter from avoided decisions. Common dumping grounds include attics, basements, spare bedrooms, dining tables, and under beds. Most revealing is clutter by reason, the psychological motivations behind keeping items. For now clutter involves temporary placements that become permanent. Just-in-case clutter consists of items kept for potential future use. I paid good money for it clutter persists due to purchase regret. Aspirational clutter accumulates from activities you hoped to pursue. Mental clutter disrupts through technological interruptions and negative self-talk. Vague aspirations like get organized rarely succeed. Instead, use the SMART framework. Specific, well-defined tasks like organize kitchen cabinets, measurable with clear completion evidence, attainable and realistic, challenging but possible, and timely with concrete deadlines. Writing down goals dramatically increases success. Olympic champion Michael Phelps reviews his goals daily, and research shows those who document goals earn 9 times more over their lifetimes. Breaking larger goals into smaller milestones creates manageable progress. Replace organize entire house with organize one drawer per day. Create implementation intentions, if X happens, then I'll do Y, to overcome obstacles. Use primers like sticky notes, alarms, or routine associations to keep goals visible. Accountability partners provide crucial support through check-ins, shared photos, or joint organizing sessions. Celebrating wins builds motivation and self-efficacy. Document progress with before and after photos or a wins journal. This approach saves time through clearer prioritization, clients save 30 to 60 minutes daily, money through better systems, and creates both physical and mental space through focused efforts. Before organizing any space, create a clear vision that focuses your mind toward a specific end result, making decisions more intentional. This becomes crucial for multifunctional spaces like a basement serving as family room, office, and gym simultaneously. To develop your vision, identify what appeals to you: clear surfaces, open spaces, light colors. For multi-purpose rooms, involve all users to increase buy-in and maintenance. When establishing zones, consider traffic patterns, prioritize functions by importance or frequency of use, and place frequently accessed items near entrances. Maximize vertical space and repurpose existing furniture before buying new pieces. The goal isn't perfection or expensive solutions. Organizing can be accomplished with shoeboxes if necessary. What matters is intentionality. A clear vision increases self-awareness, creates efficient layouts, helps allocate space effectively, and leads to more rational decisions. Well-defined zones make finding items easier, prevent spaces from becoming dumping grounds, and reduce daily stress. Deciding what to keep and discard is emotionally challenging. We resist letting go with excuses like, "I paid a lot, it's still good, I'll fit into it soon," or "it was a special gift." The real victory comes when you physically remove items without second-guessing yourself. For giving items away, set clear pickup deadlines after which items will be donated. For items you're selling, commit to a timeline with a donation deadline if they don't sell. Reserve your most accessible, prime real estate storage for frequently used items. With sentimental objects, something merely coming from a loved one isn't sufficient reason to keep it. Learn to decline unwanted gifts and hand-me-downs. Mastering letting go creates space in both your home and mind. Each item released lightens your mental load and makes room for what truly matters. This freedom transforms a draining home into one that restores you. Just as we return home daily, every item in our house should have a designated home. When everything has a specific place, there's no guesswork, wasted searching time, or clutter. This principle transforms problem areas like entryways, kitchen counters, and home offices. A landing strip near the front door prevents keys, wallets, and mail from spreading throughout the house. For children, specific homes for belongings improve time management and responsibility while preventing meltdowns. The authors suggest testing this by establishing a home for a frequently lost item and consistently returning it there for 2 weeks. Implementation strategies include using clear containers for visibility, following the one-touch rule, putting items away immediately, and creating intuitive storage that matches your natural tendencies. Organization isn't about picture-perfect spaces. It's about designing systems that work with your habits and simplify daily life. When everything has a home, you reclaim your space, time, energy, and peace of mind. Your environment works for you instead of against you, creating a foundation for the life you want.